T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet. Ooh. To help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift live from Publix in Decatur on Ponce de Leon. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon's on site with us. Dylan is behind the glass back at the station. Dylan, head on a swivel for fair or foul. There might be a question about you coming up shortly. I will say, uh-oh, I did not put this on the list of Halloween music for Dylan to play today because I just knew Bo would be like, this is the nightmare before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's not a Halloween song.
He does tend to go Abe Gordon on us a little bit when it happens, man.
Why? Well,
he always takes it. What I feel bad about is he takes his shots at Dylan. Yeah. And he's like, oh, Cranberries Monster is not a Halloween song. And I'm like, I told Dylan to play it.
Thank you for standing up for me, Allie. I appreciate that.
I do.
Let me tell you what happened.
It's a good
here.
Movie.
Let me tell you what happened here in the break, Dylan, because somebody's feeling themselves right now. All right? And it ain't me, for once. You know, Little Miss Vanilla Coke Zero over here gets brought. They bring Mike Gordon and myself a charcuterie board, which everyone knows any self-respecting chef that makes a charcuterie board puts meat in it. They brought Allie a fruit tray over here. She's got strawberries, just like apple slices. I don't know, oranges or tangerines. One, maybe both. Who knows? I don't know.
I mean, none she's a yogurt short of a parfait.
And so, but they brought it to her first, and they said, hey, you know, we're gonna bring these guys something else, but we wanted you to have this while they're while they get something else.
Somebody gets
and
treated special.
So she is like little Miss It right now in her own mind because she's got her Coke Zero Vanilla and the little fruit bowl over there.
I just want to point out they're treating us so well here at Publix because, yes, they did bring us the Coca-Cola. Daryl over there brought us the holiday flavors of Coke Zero, the holiday creamy vanilla, and then we have the Sprite Winter Spice Cranberry. And then you guys have been brought the Boar's Head charcuterie boards. These are imported meats and cheeses that are not out until the holiday season begins, which is just insane that you guys are like the first two in Atlanta that get to try this.
Yeah, and those like olives are from Greece or something. I think is what he said, or somewhere overseas.
I believe it's Italy.
Italy, yeah.
Okay, because, whatever.
Yeah, imported from Italy.
I think the most important thing here is just to point out that Publix covers everybody, and they care about all their customers, vegan, non-vegan, all of them.
I probably told him I was moving in.
Record that and put the Publix jingle underneath it, and Dylan's down.
Well, we are going to be out here until 9 a.m. this morning. If you would like to stop by, do some grocery shopping, the address to put in your GPS is 2720 East Ponce de Leon Ave in Decatur. So come see us again. We'll be out here until 9 a.m. Now we got to set the stage for Man Up Monday. Mike and Bo are going to have to make some picks right now. Dylan, where are the records at this point?
Record-wise, both still looking pretty good right now. We got Mike at a solid 21-12-1, and then we got Bo at 19-14.
Might as well put a one behind mine too, just so it's lineal or whatever the word is. I mean, geez.
I think he was looking for linear. I think that's what he was.
Yeah,
looking.
Linear. I mean, I don't know how. I question the records because like, should Mike have an extra loss or like I don't know. Just something's off here, Dylan.
I feel like I did it right, but obviously, like you said, the math isn't mathing. So
well, then I got cheated to win.
Or a loss.
All right.
A win.
Let's go ahead and focus on this week. Your picks for college. We've got number 5, Georgia at Florida. UGA is favored by 7.5. Over-under is 50.5. Where are you starting with this?
I don't know. The over. The over. I'm taking the over at 50.5 because, look, I think this is going to be a better game than people think. As I said earlier, I do think Florida can run on Georgia. Georgia is they have a good average when it comes to run defense, but they've been susceptible at times to the run game. I mean, I think they give up 140 to Auburn, and I think that is actually how Florida's offense works the best. And I would like to think that with Napier now gone and somebody else doing the play calling, it's going to be emphasis to get their what I believe is their best run offense, Jaden Ball the ball.
I realize where your heart is at. My brain, though, is in the right place. This has got Georgia written all over it, minus the points. I don't care if it was 2 touchdowns, Georgia minus the points in this game, this weekend. I'm not going to make this any more difficult than it needs to be.
And if it goes that way, the over is a good pick, too, because 15.5 is a low number for a game that has a 7.5-point spread to me.
You don't think that this game could end 28-7?
I think this game – I think this game could end – 28-24 or 41-10.
Okay, I'm picking Georgia. Georgia minus the points. Done. Easy. Easiest pick.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right, number 9, Vanderbilt at number 20, Texas. Texas is favored by 3.5. Over under is 46.5.
I'll go first on this one. I'm going to take the under on this 46.5. The under. Vanderbilt's offense, for all the things Diego Pavia does, has not played great. Texas still has a ton of talent on their defense. I think that maybe their offense comes alive and makes plays in space, but Vanderbilt's defense plays well. I know Texas is excited to get home and be in front of their home crowd for the first time in, a month or more than a month, but I can see the under happen in this one. 46.5, give me the under all day.
You don't know who's playing quarterback for Texas right now. I know Arch has been through concussion protocol so far this week. I'm taking Vandy in the points. The 3.5 makes me really think they think Texas is half a point better right now at Vandy at home. To Vandy at home, I'll take Vandy the points. I think Vanderbilt might run the rest of the season out.
All right, moving on to the NFL, we've got Colts at Steelers. Indiana is favored by 3.5, over under 50.5.
I think I'm going to go over 50.5 on this one. I think Aaron Rodgers and that offense, Arthur Smith, I think that they can play at a high level. I think their defense has let them down at times. And look, Indiana Jones and the Colts have been pretty good offensively. They've put up points in each game they've played. So give me the over 50.5. We'll see how it pans out.
This to me might have been the toughest one of them all, because that's such a low over for an offense like Indianapolis that's putting up constantly 28-plus points, right? I mean, they've been pretty good. And the Steelers, I thought the Steelers offense did decent last week against Green Bay. And
yeah,
it was a good defense. So I actually like Mike as well. I like the over.
Okay, Broncos at Texans. Houston is favored by 1.5. Over-under is 40.5.
Dylan, why, Dylan? Dylan picks these games for us. Why are we picking Broncos and Texans? What are we doing
well,
here?
Well, hold on. They're, the Broncos are one of the better teams in football, and they're I don't know what the Texans are 3-4. This screams like I'm trying to trip you guys up. Pick.
Yeah.
And I took the bait last week and said, over 41.5, I'll take that. And guess what they scored? 41. I'm taking the under. Two of the better defenses at getting after you are the Texans. The Broncos have like 36 sacks, I think, already, maybe more. C.J. Stroud and that offense, they've had their moments with giving up sacks. I don't know, man. I'm taking the under. This game smells.
This is how y'all earn the moniker of best picking show on the station. I'm helping y'all keep them.
By making
keep
them as
title.
Hard as they can so we trip up.
All right.
No, because y'all, other guy, I know y'all going to get them right. I have belief in y'all.
There's a show today that's going to pick like an Akron game, okay? And so we're picking over-unders on Texans Broncos.
I just picture Dylan walking in going, oh, yeah, I thought you were going to pick Chiefs and Bills. Yeah, here you go. How about Broncos Texans? No, I think the answer for me is the Texans. Remember, we picked Texans last week in San Fran. They were favored by 2.5. Made no sense. Vegas knew. They cover that one. They're going back to the well. I'm going back to the well. Texans are 1.5-point favorites against a good Broncos team. They're at home. Give me the Texans minus the points. I think I'm going to ride that D'Amico train as long as I can.
Before we get to my rando pick of the week, I want to mention that this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. All right, different flavor this week. For my rando pick this Sunday, we've got the NASCAR Championship at Phoenix Raceway. Who are you going to pick?
Dude.
We've got Denny Hamlin at plus 200, Kyle Larson plus 250, William Byron plus 275, and Chase Briscoe at 370. Who you going with, guys?
My heart wants it to be Denny Hamlin. He's never won a championship in his life. But I'm going to pick Kyle Larson to win. He's the best driver on the planet. He's plus 250. I hate to say that, and I hope our boy Doug's not listening, because Kyle Larson, the wheel man, he is a former champion. He has won it before. I think that the Hendrick guys will play off each other out there at Phoenix, and I think Kyle Larson gets it done for his second title.
My heart and Denny Hamlin would never be spoken in the same sentence and in any way that is nice for him. I think Chase Briscoe has, like, oddly enough, really had a great year, and I think he's under the radar. He obviously went to a new team. He got the morning shift interview at one point this year.
Yeah, he did. Friend of the show, Chase Briscoe.
I'm going Chase Briscoe plus, what, 375, I think? I got a feeling, and what's going to happen is NASCAR has been a lot of talk about their point system, and people hate it, people love it, people are indifferent on it, and they might be changing it. And just to put a bow, all pun intended, on this system – Chase Briscoe is going to win it and make everyone irate.
That's very possible.
You guys will have to own up to all of this for Man Up Monday.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
As a reminder, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Fair Foul Friday, Allie.
Fair Foul. We're going to have to move quick on these.
Let's go.
Turning your porch light off on Halloween is the neighborhood equivalent of unfriending everyone under 12.
Foul. It's foul because you might not be there. You might not have candy. You might have been busy. You might have a baby that you're dealing with.
Ooh.
Foul.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's nuance, there's caveat. I'm going to have it on most tonight, but yeah, at some point, it's getting turned off. And all those little 12-year-olds that are dressed up like whoever else out there, Taylor Swift, nah, man, y'all go home. It's too late.
Well, you didn't have to be that way about it.
I know. By the way, if you
somebody's
don't have,
got a baby at home.
If you don't have your candy yet, feel free to stop by Publix to get your candy.
Good call.
Fair foul. If the Dodgers turn things around, winning the World Series for a third time since 2020 would make them a dynasty.
I hate to say it, but that's absolutely fair. 3 in 5 years is a dynasty. I don't care who you are. It makes me sick to my stomach to think of that, but it is what it is. Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, they paid for it, so they might as well get it.
The Hawks' first couple weeks haven't been what we expected. However, this year's team will work it out and win most of the games. And win the most games since the 2014-2015 season when they won 60. They have not surpassed 50 wins since that season.
Oof, man.
I think the Vegas number was around there. Before the season,
I think
right
it was
around 50.
46 and a half is
yeah,
what I think
so
it was.
Right around. I think it's foul. I don't think they win 50 games. It's hard for me to say fair anyways with Trey, and we don't know. Mm-hmm. I want to say fair, but it's hard for me to go there right now because fully healthy, Vegas had him at 46 and a half, and I hate Vegas because they're always right.
Yeah, I'm on board with what he's saying. I'd be curious to see if Trey is out, what kind of move they make to try to bring somebody in. They can't move forward with Keaton Wallace running the point the entire whatever, however long Trey's out. But, yeah, I don't think they get to 50, but hopefully they're at least in mid-40s and up and they get a good seed.
Fair or foul, Dylan will have a new car on Monday.
Foul. Just going with the tendencies. Foul.
Simone's coming home, though.
I want to believe in him, but I just feel like he's going to show up in an Uber at work. You know what I mean? It's like hard to believe in him.
I can't wait to that text. Hey, who's getting there the earliest tomorrow?
One last one. Fair or foul? I will have enough time before wake-up call to go get a few groceries here at Publix and check out.
Foul. Nope. But you can definitely get plenty of them after show.
Well, I know.
It's hard for me to answer. I don't know how efficient of a shopper you are. It would be fair for me.
We just got to point her to the tofu section, and she'll be in and out.
Oh, that's right.
A matter of minutes.
That's right. I did forget that the grocery store has shrunk for you.
If we can just get the French fries and the tofu, we're locked in. We're going. Oh, and obviously some Coke Zero Sugar.
Definitely fair.
That's
I think it's fair.
All right. Coming up, we do have the wake-up call on deck, 404-726-0929. Are you keeping your lights off tonight for Halloween? Are you into the whole trick-or-treating thing or not? And also, what do these Falcons need to do to get a win in New England? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.